This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Big Tony, why not Dwayne Simpkins? Again, like, I love Dwayne. He's done a great job at AU. He's been a head basketball coach at the Division I level for two seasons at AU. I'm not discounting the possibility that that wouldn't be a move that could pay off and work. I'm just advocating for a think big strategy, a think really big strategy right now. You know, that is an alum, an important figure in the history of Gary Williams's career at Maryland, a guy in town that has been, you know, a head coach in high school at two different places. We had Dwayne on the show before the tournament last week. And I would be supportive of anything, but my mindset today is, you know, if they are going to commit in a way in which maybe they haven't committed to the basketball program for the next guy, think big. I would go Chris Beard. I would be thinking about guys like Shaka Smart and Billy Donovan and, yeah, Greg McDermott, as Denton brought up. He also brought up Brad Stevens. I don't think that's happening. Who knows? You never know. You might catch a guy that's deciding, God, man, I'd love the perfect opportunity to go back to college. Oh, my God. My agent just called and said Maryland was interested. Jerry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Go Terps.
Hey, what's up, Jerry?
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yep.
I tell you, I am about as down and frustrated as you could possibly be. I mean, I'm put up with the worst professional basketball team ever in the history of basketball for the last 3 years.
How about the game last night?
It's one of the worst. Oh, yeah, well, that's typical. Good start.
Well, no, that's not typical. They got beat by 53 points. Denton will get to that in news. Go ahead. Talk Terps.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the baseball game. You're being very optimistic. Sounds like 3 years ago when we hired Willard, just some short-term pain. We're only one season away. Well, you know what it was like for me as a lifelong Maryland fan and an alum of Maryland to watch last season with that horrible shooting team finishing, 16-17 or whatever it was, not being relevant in any way in college basketball, and the thought of having to go through that all over again because of the stupidity of an athletic department that continues to put so much money into a loser football program. I mean, I get a kick out of every time we play anybody in the Big Ten. We lose by 40 points. I mean, at least by 40 points. And yet, didn't they extend his contract? So anyway, I'm concerned because the portal opened Monday.
Yep.
We don't have an AD. We don't have anybody at Maryland doing anything with the portal. Probably won't happen for, what, a couple more months. Who do you think will be left for next year for good old Maryland? Nobody.
I don't know. So we're going to go through. Might be a coach in the tournament right now. Still coach. I don't know. Jerry, I have no idea where the answer is. Let me just make one thing clear. My optimism is based on if the athletic department and the university change in the way that, by the way, Kevin Willard, if he's the outgoing coach, wanted it to change, that would be a good leftover of this last regime. But keep in mind, 3 years ago, I was supportive, but I was not optimistic. Patino and thinking even bigger than Kevin Willard was my preference at the time. And I said to all Maryland fans, because I was a Mark Turgeon fan as a coach, I said, be careful what you wish for, because this guy's basically got us in the tournament every single year. He does a phenomenal job coaching the team, especially on the defensive end, and there's no guarantee that the grass will be super green or greener on the other side. So I wasn't super optimistic 3 years ago. I didn't mind Kevin Willard. I thought he was a good coach. I was super supportive, but I wanted them to think even bigger if they were going to, you know, once the Turgeon situation came about. Thanks, Jer. Appreciate it. Let's go to G. What's up?
What's up, Ted? Man, my condolences, man, on the L. But college basketball, like, I'm glad you prefaced it. College basketball is like AAU now. You know what I'm saying? You can pay now. That's why I wasn't against Willard speaking up for what he wanted. But I'm with Loxley. Keep that indoors, because I'm sure you done let him know indoors your issues. You got to, like, you can pay people now. So you find them sponsors, boosters, and alumni, like UCLA did back in the day, like Nick Nolte on Blue Chips. You're going to win. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Kevin? Like, but as a coach, keep it basketball while you're still in the tournament. And I didn't like that. That was uncouth. That, like,
That was uncouth.
Hey, Sin. But it's for real, because I want to win no matter what in basketball. So
I know.
If I know I'm leaving for Villanova, I still want to win the championship to take that with me to Villanova.
Oh, my God. Imagine if he had. If they'd gotten to the Final Four, people would have been fine with whatever happened.
No, forget that. But if you win it all, the NIL money, let alone just make it to the Final Four, the NIL money going to pour in voluntarily.
Yeah.
You're asking for the university to push the push, but it's going to fall in voluntarily along with the university putting the push in. So, it's a blank check, especially in the DMV with the major talent around here. And that's what it comes down to. Make sure that NIL money, you're not scared to go hunt for it, because that's what the kids hunt for. And say when Lonnie Baxter and them won it back in the day, that money would have flowed into College Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even have had to ask for it. And that was still the ACC days. Even if George Mason, back in the Final Four days, when they took their team to the Final Four, had NIL, they would have cleaned up on local sponsorship and NILs. You know what I'm saying? The money would have rolled in. And he went at it a bad way. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I understand why he did it, because everybody that got a job then went to their boss and told them what they wanted to make the job successful, and the job keeps telling them, nah, we can't do that for you. Make it work. But Villanova all in. So, hey, Sean, I don't know who they should get, but you better get a coach that can recruit this area. You talking about Coach Kyle, go big or go home? You get Kyle away from that Walmart SEC football type of contributions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only way you get him away from that is with this talent, and you let him have free reign, because then you're going to get that top-tier talent that's around the local area to stay home, like Jordan Smith out Paul the Sixth.
You,
like Nate Emmett out Highland.
All right, hold on. Just slow down here. So, first of all, you know, what you said and at the beginning, you know I agree with, which is the people that are saying, well, it's over. It's going to be years before you recover. No, that's not the way college sports is structured right now. But it's not because of what you led into, which is, you know, going in, getting the best high school players in the area to stick around. That's not it anymore. This is an old person sport for the most part. It is about recruiting the portal more than recruiting high school players, paying guys in the portal that are proven.
No.
Now, I understand what Derek Queen was. Trust me. I'm not saying that you don't bring in the Derek Queen types. But the idea of we're going to recruit, you know, a five-star and 2 4-stars, keep them home, and in 3 years we're going to be competing for a national championship, it's not done that way anymore. You know, you've got to recruit the portal.
No, you got to recruit the portal, and you got to recruit that NIL money. And that's what's going
to
make them
pay the guys in the portal, you got to have dough.
No. But like you said, Derek Queen was a good land. But imagine if this area really could put together a Fab Five type of starting lineup, and it should be easy. Like, you shut me off when I said Jordan Smith, Nate Emmett, Caden Lewis. Man, you get
where's
somebody
Jordan
out.
Where's Jordan Smith going? Where's he going?
Nah, man. He's still a man. He got another year, man.
I know he does. Where's he? I'm asking you where he's going.
Man, when you were talking,
Maryland's not even on the list, right?
But listen, that's what you get. The right person, like the type of person that could make Maryland on the list for Jordan Smith, Nate Emmett, Caden Lewis, Quentin Cooper. Quentin Cooper out Coolidge going to happen. You keep somebody like that, you get a Fab Five and then get a big. Man, come on, man. I'm not trying to hit. You get Kyle that, hey, like you said, eventually get a kid like Baba that play out Blake. Yeah, that's man, Blake. Man, Baba, I've been watching him grow up for years. He stay in the gym. His little brother, Wild Lake, can ball too. He just ain't went through the growth.
Is he going to stay at Blake? Is he going to stay at Blake?
Listen, man. I'm not saying where he's going because that's not my son. I know where he's going, though, but okay. I'm not saying nothing over the air because I don't know if that's changed. So that's okay. Disrespectful.
All right.
But I got to jump to somebody else.
But your calls are the best. They're among my favorite, and I do want to find out. So just DM me where you think he's going, and I will definitely keep it, you know, between us. Ian, go ahead.
Yeah, these polls today are all over the place. I think the way Kevin Willard has gone about it has been so bizarre. And I don't know if you've seen the clip of him at the end of Seton Hall literally saying the exact same thing, almost verbatim, being like, I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know what's happening. And it's just so disingenuous. I wish he would have just said, I've taken the opportunity at Villanova. Here's why. The way he's done it has been poor. We've talked about that yesterday, the day before. In terms of your Think Big list, I love it. I agree. There's very few people that bring in baggage. Chris Beard obviously was fired for a reason, but then hired by Ole Miss, which I think it has a lot less standards than a bigger school like Texas does. But look, he's doing great. That would be great. I caution you on people like Shaka Smart, who's frankly had no success post his one flukish Final Four run. I think one of the most critical
things
to look for in the
coach. Why do you say flukish?
Look, we've seen coaches make a Final Four like Porter Moser, Shaka Smart, and then
I understand
the rest
that,
of
but
their tenure.
I understand that, but on the way to that Final Four, didn't they beat some really good teams, or am I thinking about Butler or somebody like that?
No. They did. I'm just saying flukish as in that's the exception to his entire tenure. Like, if you look at his Wikipedia.
Yeah, they beat Kansas in the Elite Eight. They were a one seed. They beat Kansas. They beat Notre Dame, who was the 2 seed that year in the second round. They beat Purdue, in the second round, who was the 3 seed. Beat Georgetown in the first round. That was when Georgetown lost to VCU and then Ohio, I think, in back-to-back years in the first round.
Right. So,
yeah. All right. What else?
My overall point is one of the most important things when they're looking for this next coach is someone with consistent March success, or at least something to point to. Because like you said, it's a one-month sport. It's March. And you can have a Mark Turgeon, who's a great regular season coach, and a March underachiever. That's not bringing your fans back. So I think the most critical thing is someone with some pedigreed March success. Chris Beard, Rick Pitino, Brad Stevens, whomever, just somebody who you can say, hey, he's made some Elite Eights, he's made a Final Four, he's made some Sweet 16s, not taking someone.
Yeah, I hear you, and you and I have had this debate for a while. I want both. I want the guy that I feel is really good, because there are a lot of guys that have made deep runs over and over again who people within the coaching industry would just say, yeah, but look at the talent. Look at the overloaded talent that went to that big brand name, you know, whatever it was. I want both. I want the guy that's done really well in March, but the guy that can actually really coach so that when you don't have overwhelming talent, you still end up with 23 wins and you're in the tournament. That's what I want. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Brian in Silver Spring. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking my call. I think sure. There's one name, and I do like the shock of Smart and Beard, but you know, they didn't have a lot of money last year. I like Tony Bennett, the former Virginia coach.
To come out of retirement to coach at Maryland?
Well, you know, Virginia didn't have the money. You see what's happened in the ACC, and he's only 55. He's from Wisconsin. He knows the Big Ten. He's got a national championship. He's young. He knows the fundamentals. And if he has a school that has the money for him, you know, it could be a possibility. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, the guy,
you know,
is young, he's likable.
Yeah, I wonder if part of the – look, Tony Bennett can coach his ass off. I mean, just phenomenal. But obviously a very unique coaching style, right? And I wonder – if part of him moving on was, you know, like Jay Wright moved on, you know, like, you know, Mark Turgeon moved on, other guys that just got to the point where it's like, I don't want to have to be re-recruiting the same players every year. I think some of these guys are out and feel much better about being out. But you might be right. Maybe he wants back in. Stylistically, the way he plays, even though it comes with big-time results, I mean, one national championship, right? One Final Four trip, but incredible regular seasons. I bet you the Maryland fan base would be split on somebody like Tony Bennett because of the style of basketball they play.
Kevin, one of his players is on Maryland's team now, Rice.
I know.
3 years ago, that was a point. And he's got connections to DeMatha. But I do like the Shaka Smartberry, you know, because Beno Ranson, that was Mark Turgeon's assistant, is sitting on that bench. And Billy Donovan, I would love to see that. I just don't think that would happen. That's a far stretch for me. He's been in the NBA for so long. But, you know, what people don't realize is Maryland went full board on football 5 years ago, and they're just going to have to reevaluate the whole situation and see what happens. And maybe the Clark Construction booster will make the call.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Little, finish it up for us.
What's up, Kev? Shout out to Double D. Hey, man, we lost the game. They had a halftime 3.5 cover. I get that. But, man, we got away from going into Reese. We only hit him. We going to him four times in the first half. Then we don't go for two times. Kevin Willard can't coach. Then we don't go to him for two times in the second half.
We could have gone inside more. I don't disagree with you on that, especially when Condon was out.
Take a foul line shot. Look, I'm like my young blood from South Beach G. Man, go give me good counsel, kiss him. But give me somebody local. Michael Brake. Give me somebody, man. We start recruiting these young. Even though you had me wrong yesterday, Kevin. I didn't say Willie wasn't a good recruiter. I'm saying we need to stay local on the coaches. Don't go big. Go get some of these high school boys that's been winning. Kiss them. Good counsel. Bring them in here. Then we get a training of these young boys that want to stay home. We got to start getting the young kids to stay home. That's how key we got to.
Rodney Rice is from here. Jameer Young played at DeMatha last year. Derek Queen and Julian Reese are Baltimore. Well, Deshaun Harris Smith was the number one player in the area.
You hear me wrong. I'm not saying Willard didn't do a good job recruiting.
Okay.
I'm saying moving forward. Bring in Gary Williams as AD.
Yeah.
Bring in Williams as AD.
An interim AD for sure.
We got to stay local, man. We can't keep thinking big, Kevin. You gotta stay local, man. The talent is right here.
Yeah, the talents, like the that, talents man. Everywhere. And Maryland, you know, despite right, so the discussion, what little
65% of the talent come from this area. Trust me on that. These boys are balling.
Nobody
man.
Knows that better than I do, and I appreciate your calls always. And I'm with you. I'd like to keep every great player at home, but that's not realistic. You only have, you know, 14. There are more than 14 or 15 great players from the area that are signing elsewhere. You get a lot of kids that actually want to go away for school. Maryland's not had an issue with recruiting, including recruiting local talent. I mean, Mark Mello Trimble, Cowan, Baltimore, Stick Smith, recent Queen, both Baltimore guys, Rice, a DeMatha guy. We've had a lot of local players. College basketball, though, right now, signed Deshaun Harris-Smith, number one player in the area. That's not the issue anymore. I'm with you. Of course you got to recruit this area. Of course you want to keep the best players home. But this sport is an older sport. You know, take away the Cooper Flags and even Derek Queens of the world. You've got to have grown men who have proven themselves at the college level that you can go out and pay and you know what you are getting in the kid and the type of player and the type of fit. Recruiting the portal is even more important than recruiting high school players in today's game. I'm not saying that you ignore high school players. No, because the Derek Queens of the world are difference makers, and there are several of those every year. And by the way, adding a Malachi Palmer, also from Baltimore, you know, makes sense because he's a guy that maybe becomes a big part of your team next year. He's not from Baltimore. Who's the other player on the roster, I'm thinking? Anyway, all right. Good calls. Well done, everybody. Ben Standing will talk some football with us, but maybe some hoops with us as well. We'll do two parts of news with Denton today because there is a ton of news from last night and even from what's upcoming today. I've got a smell test. You probably don't want it after last night's picks, but we'll get to that later on in the show as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com.